I mean, the vistas are incredible. I have to say that the most memorable part of this trip was also incredibly sad for me because we tried to climb one of the peaks, which involved traveling on a glacier for a period of time. And we were supposed to spend, I believe, like a good 4 hours on this glacier traveling on it. But unfortunately, over the past year, the glacier had largely melted. It was essentially gone, actually. And this was the first time that it was basically gone ever. And so a lot of the locals there were very sad about this. And it made me appreciate how fleeting these glaciers are. Well, we were hiking on a sort of above the tree line on an exposed ridge, and a storm kind of popped up out of nowhere. And at that point, all you can do is run. This was in Yosemite, so we tried to get below the tree line as fast as possible so that we weren't as exposed. And I think the big thing is that you have to keep a certain distance between you and the person in front of you, because if you're too close to that person, then if the snow bridge opens, then both of you can fall in. And so you're sort of walking in isolation for much of the trip because you have to keep so much distance between you and the person in front of you so that if they fall in, you can catch them.
And you're tied off to each other?
Yeah, you're tied in. Yep. Okay. Their fate is your fate.
Right. So in other words, if they fall, you fall? Do they drag you down too?
No. So the goal is to not do that. So the goal is to keep enough of a distance between you and the person in front of you and to keep the rope taut enough so that if they fall in a crevice, then you can catch them and hold them until they can crawl out of the crevice. Just chanterelle. They're the easiest to not mess up. So we're total amateurs, or we're not total amateurs, but we are amateurs, and so we're very conservative about what we pick, and chanterelle mushrooms are very hard to mix up with a poisonous mushroom.
So they're easy to identify, right?
Correct, yeah.
They're easy to identify. And the flavor, is flavorful?
Amazing. It's a delicacy in restaurants.
Okay, how do you prepare them when you go home?
We make mushroom pasta, or chanterelle pasta, I guess, with just a little bit of olive oil and garlic. It's all you need. And the flavor is so powerful that you don't need much. We've gotten snowed in some gens, and fortunately, there was a hut that we were staying in. Mm-hmm. And so we got snowed in there for a couple days and did nothing but play cards for a couple days. It was wonderful. This was in Austria.
Oh, okay. When was this?
A couple years ago.
A couple years ago in the mountain range that you were snowed in it?
This was in the Stubai Alps.
Oh, Stubai Alps. Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, just wanted to double check. Ever bring a book?
I don't.
Okay, all right. I just was curious.
I don't because it's not worth the wait. Okay. And I would rather just enjoy the scenery.
Right, okay.
And talk with my husband and enjoy the company around me.